seen sight of any written public questions.
We do have
do we have a public question? Yes, it looks like it's Anna, I can't see it fully. Yes, it is. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Have you got a microphone up there?
There's only two of us up here.
Have you got a microphone?
Nope, but I've got my voice.
Okay, but fortunately you've got a strong voice.
Yeah, I hope you can hear me. It's important. Right. As far as I understand, the Isle of Wight Constitution states that the Council is answerable to the Human Rights Act. Is that correct?
Is that your question?
That's my question.
I will inquire to see what the legal position is and send you a written reply to that.
So you don't know?
Well, give me my answer. Have you got any other questions?
Yes.
Constitution 360 pages.
I have seen that you are answerable to the Health and Safety at Work Act 1974.
Well, the local authorities and partners are in relation to their own constitution. Our constitution is 360 pages, just so you know.
And I see you as the local authority or representative of.
Yep.
So the Isle of Wight Council, under that act, has the duty to carry out risk assessments before any exposure of its residents to a technology with unknown health consequences. So my follow-up question is, will there be risk assessments, thorough, independent, regarding millimeter wave, pulsed millimeter wave radiation, which is going to be beamed at us from every other lamppost, also going under the name of 5G, there I mentioned.
Okay, so the answer to the question for you on that quite simply is the council has no plans at this time to introduce 5G on the other point.
No, okay. The phone companies do.
Well, I'm not in control of the world.
So my question is the health and well-being more prepared for this? Are you going to look into this? To see to it that there's public consent because it's enshrined in human law. Because under the Human Rights Act, which I hope you subscribe to, we haven't
okay,
done
Daniel, yet. You've given us your questions.
Under that act, you have duty to protect us.
You give us the questions, I've given you the answer. That's that. The issue you've raised is also being heard by our Chair of Health and Adult Social Care Scrutiny, and I think the point can be made there.
Okay, so my question was Human Rights Act and risk assessments. I expect a written answer that thoroughly comprehensive.
And I expect you to
defend our rights.
Yeah, and that's what I said to say. Thank you for your question. Did that gentleman, is he with you? Is that one of the same, or have you got separate questions?
I've got basically the same question.
Okay. Well, if you've got the same question, I'll give you the same answer.
It's basically that there's a flawed ceiling of health and safety rules in order to carry out risk assessments, especially for schools, public building, etc. And it's just there's an inquiry of where those risk assessments are.
Well, that's fine.
Is there anything in place to put those in?
And in schools in particular, I've got Councillor Brading here who's heard what you said as well, so you're fortunate to have two benefits there. Okay, thank you very much. Right, any other public questions? Okay, I'll now move on to Chem's update.